because you're in a net. I don't know what to call it.
Big 100-pound sack of coal.
Oh, gummy sack?
Potatoes might be in a gunny sack, I guess you said.
We're
that.
We're about 5 pounds.
Well, they're more like to be in a paper sack.
What about flour? Flour, you used to buy flour in pillowcases, you know. What would you call it?
Flour sack?
And sometimes
if you went down to the feed store and bought some cracked corn, what would you expect the man to hand it to you? You know, maybe 50 pounds of cracked corn.
In the fall day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now
I buy my goat food.
The container that large container made out of wood that you might have vinegar in would be.
Barrel.
Could you tell me something about the barrel, the metal piece that goes around it, and what matters, the parts of a barrel, knowing the parts?
Steve?
The metal thing.
Oop.
Pardon?
Oop. Barrel hook?
Okay. Any other okay, if you can carry this much wood. You might say it's how much wood. You ever hear any other terms for about that quantity used by men, women? The amount of corn you take to a grist mill at one time, other than armful. Perhaps you remember a term for part of a load on a wagon. The wagon wasn't full, they just had a of wood or something. Well, how might you refer to that? Not a full load, but a
half.
Half. Just a half.
Half load.
Okay. Now, if you're going to get done the laundry, you want to get the clothes. You want to hang them up. You carry them outside in a
basket.
And a small, we said a minute ago, to keep cider in a large barrel. You ever have a term for a smallie?
Sometimes